So this week's Haftorah is the Haftorah for Parashas HaChodesh, which is found in Yechezkel Perek Memhei. So the Haftorah for Parashas HaChodesh is about Yechezkel HaNavi talks about when they are going to build the Bayis Shlishi, and they're going to be makriv lots of karbanos. The problem is, and the Gemara raises this issue, that the karbanos that they're makriv don't seem to have anything living or dead to do with like the karbanos that were makriv today. The Psukim Yechezkel speak about how they'd be makriv karbanos the first day of Nisan. That's obviously why it's the Haftarah of HaChodesh. Then they are makriv karbanos on the seventh day of Nisan, which they made as another yontif. Then on the 14th day of Nisan. So the 14th day of Nisan, we are makriv a carbon all the time, carbon Pesach. So they have the first, the seventh, and the 14th.
Well, first he said.
The first is Rosh Chodesh, but they're makriv different karbanos than they are Rosh Chodesh. It's a different set of karbanos. Everything in Yechezkel is different numbers of karbanos, different sizes of the carbon mincha. Like everything is off. So the question is like, what is going on? So the Mefarshim comment that there's a din of Chanukas HaMishkan, and then there's a din of Chanukas HaBayis that Shlomo HaMelech made, and then there's a din of Chanukas HaBayis by Bayis Sheni, and then Yechezkel talking about Chanukas HaBayis by Bayis Shlishi. The Ramban writes that there's a mitzvah aseh min haTorah to have a special ceremony when you are dedicating a Mishkan Beis HaMikdash. In the Mishkan, there are basically two different ceremonies that were involved. Moshe Rabbeinu is makriv karbanos by himself for the last 7 days of Chodesh Adar, and then beginning of Chodesh Nisan, so each of the Nesiim is makriv karbanos, right? That's what happens in Chumash. In the Shlomo HaMelech's time, they're makriv karbanos to such an extent, it's actually in Tishrei, not in Nisan when the others happened, but they're makriv karbanos and they have a big ceremony, so much so that they ate on Yom Kippur, the Gemara says. Right? In the days of Ezra, there's a massive Chanukas HaMishkan or Chanukas HaBayis, excuse me, that took place with hakrava of tons of karbanos. The Ramban is saying this is a mitzvah min haTorah, and that's what's going on by Yechezkel. Part of the mitzvah min haTorah is that you have to make a big deal at Hakravos Karbanos, offer different karbanos than usual, right? The karbanos in the Nesiim are different than usual. The karbanos that Moshe Rabbeinu is bringing, everything is, this doesn't fit into the regular rules of karbanos because that's how you are mechanech a makom of Kedusha. The Rav Moshe Lichtenstein points out that Hakravos Karban Pesach is also part of this Miskeret because if what we're talking about is being makriv karbanos that are the first, so Karban Pesach is the first. It's the first Karban that Klal Yisrael is makriv as Klal Yisrael. There's a Havam in Yerushalmi that whenever you convert to Judaism, you have to bring a Karban Pesach right away.
Really?
Because Karban Pesach is like what is, yeah, it's what establishes us as Jews. It is like the defining thing for Klal Yisrael, right? We became a nation when we bring a Karban Pesach, and every year when we're makriv the Karban Pesach, to some extent that's like the Ikar Karban of all Klal Yisrael together. That's why everyone has to be there in the different groups, etc., to be makriv the Karban. In these Psukim in Yechezkel, they talk about how they take the Karban and they put it on the doorposts. Right? That's Mamish or Karban Pesach idea. So Karban Pesach is really part of the Chanukas HaBayis idea in the sense of Karban Pesach makes us into Jews, and therefore we're using the Karban Pesach as part of the process of establishing and building a Bayis Shlishi. Now, there are two opinions in Rashi about who is bringing the Karbanos. The Psukim over here say that we're talking about the Nasi, Al HaNasi Yiyah. That would seem to mean that it's similar to the Nesiim in Parashas Naso, or the Nasi in the sense of the political leader that Klal Yisrael always has. And this person is being makriv karbanos as part of the Chanukas HaBayis HaShlishi. That would mean that the political leader is also playing a religious role. And by being Makriv Karbanos, the political leader is showing, I am connected to Ribono Shel Olam. Right? We know that the Melech, at least Malchi Beis David, had a special halachic status even in the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Moshe Lichtenstein points out that Ein Yeshiva Bazara al Malchi Beis David Bovad, they're the only ones who could sit in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Beis HaMikdash is not only a place where Kohanim are special, even the Melech is special. And if you assume like that opinion that Rashi quotes from his Rebbeim, that the Nasi means the king, so what we're doing is we're establishing a third bias, and we're emphasizing the point that now the king is going to be special, unlike the way the second bias ended, unlike the way the first bias was for most of its time, that we had kings who were not ideal. The third bias is going to be the ideal king. That's what we had in the Haftorah of Vayigash also, that when Klai Yisrael, when the sticks come together, so David is going to be the king. That is all part of reestablishing what Klai Yisrael should be. So that's one opinion in Rashi, Rashi B'Shem Rabosov, that Nasi in this context means Melech. Rashi, however, has another opinion that Nasi means Kohen Gadol. Now, ordinarily, regel Kohanu, a makriv korbanos. But what's interesting is that there are certain times that only the Kohen Gadol is Makriv Karbanos. Moshe Rabbeinu, during those Zayin Yomim of Miluim, Moshe Rabbeinu is being Makriv Karbanos. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah has a question, Bameshim Eish Moshe. The Gemara answer is, it's something like Big Day Kohen Gadol. Not only the regular Big Day Kohen Gadol, but Big Day Kohen Gadol of Yom HaKippurim, that he was Nichnas Lefnei V'Lefnim. Right? It's basically plain linen garments. That's what the Gemara says. Moshe Rabbeinu, for those 7 days, had the status of a Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim. The idea of the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim is that the Kohen Gadol does all the Avod on Yom HaKippurim. Rav Shechter has an essay in the YU Sefer about Haftorahs, where Rav Shechter mentions that Yom HaKippurim is a special day of Hashras HaShechina. The dedication of the Mishkan is a special time of Hashras HaShechina. The Psukim in this week's Parashah and Vayakel speak about V'lo yachol Moshe lavo ki yarad olav he'onan, right? That there's like a certain cloud that covered the Mishkan. That cloud shows that the Mishkan's a makom of special Hashras HaShechina. That's why only the Kohen Gadol can do avoda on these times when there's a special Hashras HaShechina. During the third Beis HaMikdash, at that moment, so there's a special Hashras HaShechina at this time, because now we are establishing the Beis HaMikdash that's going to be the permanent Beis HaMikdash, and that's why Rashi has this Shita, Shita 1 in Rashi, that the Kohen Gadol has to do the Avoda. Although ordinarily a regular Kohen does Avoda, here there's a special element of Hashras HaShechina, so therefore the Kohen Gadol has to do it. So effectively what we're saying is like this. This Haftorah is about dedication of a bayis shlishi. There's a mitzvah to make a big deal when you dedicate a bayis. Part of that mitzvah is you're going to offer different karbanos. That's what we saw all the four times of the dedications. The next point to mention, though, is that who is makriv these karbanos? Whether it's the king, so that shows that we're starting anew and we're establishing malchus the way it should be. Or if it's the Kohen Gadol, what we're showing is that because we're starting anew, so therefore there's a new element, a heightened level of Hashras HaShechina, that's why it becomes like a Yom HaKippurim experience, and that's why the Kohen Gadol has to be Makriv the Korbanos. So these are some of the thoughts, and the fact that it's Parshas HaChodesh is very scary, because that means that Pesach is coming, and I didn't buy my matzah yet, but that's scary. Okay.
Yeah, I already ordered my